Women pilots have always been seen as goddesses, heroines, legends, one above all, Amelia Earhart, American, born in 1897, a beautiful woman, elegant journalist, strong opinion leader, fashion designer, and a pilot who achieved historical missions, a scholar, a technician, friend of many famous and powerful people, for instance, Eleanor Roosevelt. Cesare Bai recently wrote on Amelia an interesting article published on the magazine Prisma. She is still today an example, a light who guides the career of many women who learn to fly. Amelia inspired songs, movies, books, which tried to describe her fascinating figure and the mysterious end during her last flight. After the ballad of Amelia by Tom McRae, and a short biography just to trace few points of her life, we will hear the voices and the stories of two women pilots, members of Aero Club Como, Keira O'Toole and Barbara Corangia, both businesswomen, creative and talented, and we will listen to the songs they choose to accompany their messages. Aero Club Como, Web Radio.
Hey there, Amelia Earhart, queen of all the skies. When you're gonna fly that plane of yours back through time with the timing of a comet? You'll be back around. We'll make bright light of it like you never left the ground. And I'll be waiting with my eyes on the clouds.
American aviatrix Amelia Earhart was born on July 24, 1897, in Atchison, Kansas. Amelia was a rambunctious child, though her mother wanted her to be a proper lady instead of a tomboy.
I can see Amelia growing up and seeing her mother juggling an alcoholic husband, not very much money, and I think throughout her life, Amelia tried to avoid any kind of conventional female life.
After a plane ride at an air show, she decided she would learn to fly. In 1928, she was invited to be the first female to fly across the Atlantic, but only as a passenger. With pilot Bill Stultz and mechanic Lewis E. Gordon, Earhart landed in the United Kingdom on June 17, 1928. Amelia was an instant sensation.
I think she was somewhat embarrassed by the attention she got, because as she knew, she had done nothing on this flight. She was just a passenger. She kept the log, but she really referred to herself as a sack of potatoes.
After the flight, promoter George P. Putnam began managing Amelia's career.
It's very difficult to describe G.P. Putnam. He was flamboyant, he was handsome, he could be charming. When he lost his temper, his language was incredibly evil.
Putnam began heavily promoting Earhart's career with lecture tours and product endorsements.
People criticized G.P. for pushing Amelia too hard. Number one, I think she was a willing participant in this. And number two, she really had to do it. That was the way that you would raise the money for these flights.
Though their relationship started out strictly professional, they would eventually marry in 1931. After several more successful flights, including a solo trip across the Atlantic, Earhart decided to fly around the world. Amelia and navigator Fred Noonan took off from Oakland, California on June 1st, 1937. And made it 22,000 miles to Ley, New Guinea.
On Earhart's last flight, having started out with ill health, fatigue, on the way along the flight, she would fly an average very often of 10 to 12 hours a day. So by the time she got to Ley, she was a wreck.
The next leg to Howland Island was problematic. Overcast skies hindered celestial navigation, and it was discovered later they were using inaccurate maps. At 8:43 a.m. on July 3rd, U.S. Coast Guard vessel Itsuka received the last communication from Earhart and launched an immediate search. However, the plane was never found.
It's not the mystery of her disappearance that we want to stress. To her, flying was such a wonderful experience, and she wanted it to be safe. She wanted people to enjoy it as she did.
Somewhere out there, you and I belong together. Somewhere out there, we never fell apart. Somewhere out there, high above the weather. Somewhere out there, like Amelia Earhart. Way up high in the sky, we're flying. Way up high in the sky, we'll never come down, never come down. Sky will never come down, never come down. Way up,
I'm Ciara O'Toole. I'm from Ireland and I joined the Aero Club Como in 2008. I've always loved flying but never thought about becoming a pilot until I had a home on the lake at Fageto Lario. I saw the seaplanes flying up and down and one day I decided to go for a flight just for fun. I flew with Francesco Cereda, the chief flying instructor, and when he saw how much I was enjoying myself, he told me that if I wanted, I could sign up to do my private pilot's license. So I did. And a couple of years later, I obtained my PPL for SEPC and SEPLAND. I've written about my flying and other adventures on the lake in a book that I wrote called Going Solo on Lake Como, where I talk about some of the unique aspects of learning to fly on the water. I consider myself really fortunate to be a part of the unique and very special community that is Aero Club Como, and I always enjoy meeting people and making new friends from all over the world who come here to fly. Lots of pilots who come to Lake Como say it's one of the most beautiful places they've ever flown and some of the most fun times they've ever had with an aircraft, which makes me feel extra lucky to fly here.
Time on our hands, one little room and the biggest of plans. The days were shaping up, frosty and bright. Perfect weather to fly, perfect weather to fly. Pounding the streets where my father's feet still ring from the walls. We'd sing in the doorways or bicker and row, just figuring how we were wired inside. Perfect weather to fly. So in looking to stray from the line, we decided instead we should pull out the thread that was stitching us into this tapestry vile. And why wouldn't you try? Perfect weather to fly. We have the drive time on our hands, one little room and the biggest of plans. The days were shaping up, frosty and bright. Perfect weather to fly, perfect weather to fly. Pounding the streets where my father's feet still ring from the walls. Streets singing the doorways or bickering round, just figuring how we were wired inside. Perfect weather to fly. So in looking to stray from the line, we decided instead we should pull out the thread that was stitching us into the tapestry vile. And why wouldn't you try? Perfect weather to fly.
col volo idro prende forma e vita al tuo spirito libero, perché quando inizi già dal pontile a separarti dalla terra piano piano, mollando gli ormeggi, quindi parti marinaio, inizi un meraviglioso viaggio fra cielo e acqua. Ed è un volo a vista sostanzialmente, quindi devi assolutamente guardare fuori, ed è un volo anarchico perché non c'è nessuno che ti dice da che parte devi ammarare e come devi ammarare o ripartire. Ma sei tu come pilota che ti devi fondere talmente bene con gli elementi, capire l'acqua, capire il vento e decidere da che parte ammarare. Quando ammari poi per esplorare nuovi paesi o nuove spiagge, devi sorvolare, devi fare un sorvolo anche basso per capire in che modo riesci ad attraccare e se si riesce ad attraccare. E mi è capitato spesso di dover avvicinarmi, ovviamente già sull'acqua ammarata, avvicinarmi alla riva a forza di pagaia. Ed è la parte più divertente, perché ci sono un sacco di imprevisti da gestire, per fortuna imprevisti molto piacevoli, perché in ogni caso bisogna sempre seguire la regola dell'idro, quindi come in tutti i voli molta molta attenzione, però ti capita di dover appunto affrontare un avvicinamento alla riva con la pagaia, di dover gestire le cime, quindi sei anche molto marinaio. È un mondo fatto di colori incredibili, di verde, perché tu vedi le montagne verdissime d'estate, di rossi perché d'autunno le piante diventano rosse, quindi tu viaggi in questa macchia di colori che spazia da tutte le tonalità del rosso al giallo, fino a quando ammari anche d'inverno, dove ci sono le cime intorno a te riempite di neve e l'acqua è molto fredda, limpida e senza onde. E, è un volo dove ti senti molto bush pilot, così mi dicono i miei istruttori, gli istruttori meravigliosi con cui ho volato, ti senti un po' bush pilot. Ricordo infatti anche un ammaraggio stupendo lungo le rive di un fiume ed è stato una cosa incredibile. Ti senti un po' una pioniera del volo, come ritornare in un posto senza tempo. E quindi nel momento in cui io vado a volare idro veramente non penso a nulla se non dove sono e che cosa sto facendo, lasciando indietro tutte le cose banali e scontate che rimangono sulla terra, per fortuna, almeno per qualche ora. E quindi bellissimo, non vedo l'ora di ritornare a volarci, anzi mi sa che fra un paio di giorni ritornerò senza.
Time. on, oh no.
I don't need to be loved by you.
Fire in my lungs can't fight the devil.